Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Central. All right, let's get back to Major League Soccer and Minnesota United FC. The Loons advance, and Sporting Director Manny Lagos joins us on the line. And Manny, congrats, out of pool play, and that's the goal. Find a way to get it done in those first three games and advance in the tournament.
Yeah, no, I was speaking to the guys today, and undefeated as well so far in the regular season. We're 3-0-2, so it's nice to be in the round of 16. I thought the guys really fought hard the first game. Didn't play as well as we liked, but we snuck a win in by just having an outstanding 30 minutes at the end. And then to get to the point in the next two games against two tough rival teams in Colorado and RSL, I think we're feeling good. I mean, the challenge is the next step we get is probably the best team so far in the tournament in terms of Columbus. So a good challenge coming to us in the knockout round.
And Manny, these are tough conditions down there. This is not a Major League Soccer stadium. They've done a good job to dress it up. And let's face it, Florida in the summertime is no bargain. The heat, the humidity, these are tough conditions for these players.
They really are. I mean, think about the testing, everything that the guys are going through, the isolation. You know, all the games are in the morning and at night, so that makes a big difference. It really helps a lot when you play that late. So really, I think for us and the guys, what I've told them is that it's incredibly important that we deal with the adversity, you know, and they've done a great job of that. They've really embraced the overall aspect of this massive challenge by MLS to get this tournament up and running, and kudos to them. And then to our guys, I think they've really taken this tournament seriously. They've played every game with a good intensity and an intention to win, and we were rewarded by getting out of the round to the group phase.
Yeah, and it really is ultimately important to play well, and up next, Columbus. And there were expectations that Minnesota United FC would get out of pool play, and that is a good thing for a young franchise to have expectations to go into a difficult circumstance and still find a way to play well.
Yeah. No, I just think, you know, the core players that are back from last year, obviously, you know, most of our starters, and we've added a couple good attackers, and I think we're still going to add some more good positions after this tournament, but you can just see it that the guys have played together for a full year now and have really competed at a high level and done well. And you know, when you go back to like that packed Allianz Field and how well played, and only lost once in the regular season all year, I get that feeling of us being a good organized team right now, that we're really hard to break down and we're hard to beat. And at the same time, I think we're a team that you know, teams don't want to play because we're dangerous going forward as well.
In the lead-up to the start of the tournament, a couple of clubs had COVID-19, left the tournament, but it seems as though, from afar, and being able to watch all of the first match, most of the second, and a part of the third match, just due to schedule and other things going on, that Major League Soccer has done a good job of managing this.
They really have. I have to give them so much credit for getting this up and running and get it going. And knock on wood, the bubble is working. You know, they've done a really good job of being the first like major league to really set the tone that you can actually do this and you can actually bring sports back safely and you can play. And again, we still got a ways to go, but you know, we've had no positive tests for well over a week or two, almost 2 weeks maybe now. And one of the things I'll tell you is that we have to be honest and put our hand up. We probably should have had the teams arrive all at the same time. And that's really where we got caught a little bit with the early COVID situations. You know, the teams didn't all arrive in the same day. And subsequently, like the NBA, they learned, and we're happy for them that they did it a little bit better than us. They kind of learned how we did it, and they made sure that all their teams arrived in the same day.
Yeah, and that's an important thing to bring up, Manny, that I think the leagues have to be sharing information during this global pandemic on how to restart. We saw ultimately what NASCAR did. Now, that's a motorsport where you have a driver in a car, but you still have the pit crews, if you will. And I'm sure there was a lot of observation on how they manage that and their testing and how you handle the media and the proper coverage of the sport. And the PGA Tour, by the way, they're in town right now at the 3M Open. No spectators at the TPC of the Twin Cities, but the PGA Tour has been playing as well. And typically that's a player and a caddy, and fans have been kept off the golf course. But I think all the sports are learning from each other, and that's good to see because we all love our sports.
We really do, and I actually bring it down to this level. I've been amazed at the communication and collaboration between all the local sports teams here to try to help each other out, to work together. We're obviously hopeful things are going to continue to progress and get better, but we also have to be safe and make sure our fan safety of all Twin Cities sports fans is of the most important aspect. And I really believe and I'm enjoying the collaboration of all the sports teams as we try to solve how to do everything in a safe manner and also bring sports back to the Twin Cities. So it's been cool. It's been really cool to see such unity in the community in terms of sports.
What's the schedule look like for the club while they're in Orlando? I'm sure after a tough match getting the draw in advance, at some point the attention will turn to Columbus, but what's the downtime? Is it similar to what we see during the regular season? Is Adrian Keefe trying to manage it the same way?
Well, I think it's a little bit different. I think that in terms of the physiological standpoint, sports science standpoint, it's the same way. You got to have your body recover. You got to do what's called its regeneration and make sure you're letting your muscles kind of tear when they play games, just small little ones, and they have to recover. So our sports scientists and trainers are really, they do a lot of regen, pool work, light gym work. I can tell you, though, because we have a nice extra day, so we have 6 days in between the games, a little insight for this audience. They're actually going to go miniature golfing tomorrow. So just have a team outing day.
Nice.
And do something a little bit different besides just soccer. So they're actually not going to do any soccer tomorrow, and that'll essentially be another recovery day. And then after that, they'll get ready again. They'll start training and getting ready for Columbus and hopefully building up both their fitness and their technical side and getting ready for that big game on Tuesday.
Do you think it pays dividends, ultimately, the fitness for the rest of the season and what they're going through in Orlando? Will it make – and I know all the clubs are in the same boat, but do you think it'll pay dividends, Manny, for the rest of the campaign?
I really do. I think how you take this seriously, this is a great way for the guys. Again, remember, the guys are off almost 4 months. And in soccer, the amount of running, 90 minutes, they trained for about 3 or 4 weeks just to get ready for this tournament, and they're still not at max fitness. When you watch the game, you can tell the guys can't quite really run up and down and go at a high tempo for 90 minutes. So I think teams that really embrace that this is another moment to not only win this tournament, which is a great competition, but it's also good to kind of continue to build your fitness, continue to get better, are the ones coming out that are going to be ready for the second half of the season as we hopefully get up and running in, August, September-ish.
Yeah, exactly. Manny, one final thought. So far, 3 games in pool play down in Orlando in the MLS is back tournament. Is there a player or two that stood out in your mind?
I feel like it's been more like on a game-by-game basis. Yesterday, I thought Ethan Finley and Ramon Mettinari were just outstanding. I know those two are on the right, and the amount of speed and fitness and explosion they had yesterday, they just caused Colorado fits. They did a great job. In the first game, we have a left back, Chase Gaspar. He's just a tank. He's just solid, and we were playing against a really good Kansas City team that was very, very much ready to go at it against us and took it to us, and he dealt with one of their best attackers the entire game. I like telling a story about Chase. His dad was a starting quarterback at Ohio State back in the day, and he's just got this toughness that you see when he wants to take on the best attacking player. So I think he's had a very good tournament as well. So, again, there's been a lot of guys that have done really well. Ozzy Alonso came back in the second game and had a great outing. And I really think for some of our guys, Jan Griesgus has played really well. So I think we're in a good spot for this next game in Columbus to have guys feeling really like they've played some games now and they're ready to compete even more.
All right, Manny, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time and continued success for the Loons.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, there he is, Manny Lagos, Sporting Director, Minnesota United FC. The Loons get Columbus next Tuesday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.